Hello, you're listening to Sarah Jackman presenting this week's episode of Bricks and Mortar. Today I'm talking to Stephen Bartle, Director of Commercial and Business Development at the University College of Estate Management. He joins me to discuss working in the online environment and a number of new initiatives that the university has recently implemented. Stephen, many thanks indeed for joining me today. UCEM is perfectly set up for the shift to remote working that we're currently all working within. Have you seen increased interest in online access courses since the lockdown?
As an online provider of higher education, unlike most universities, we've been relatively unaffected by the lockdown. It's largely been business as usual in supporting our students during these strange times. But we have had to make some adjustments, like the way we run exams and produce degree certificates, for example. In terms of interest from new students, we measure that through the number of inquiries and applications we get for our courses. And overall, we've seen a slight increase compared to this time last year. So as of last week, we'd had 23% more applications than this time last year.
Would you attribute that directly to the lockdown?
I think some of it may be attributable to that. But what we find is we get a lot of our applications quite late in the process. So typically for courses starting in September, October, we would get the majority of our applications in July and August. So at this stage, we don't want to be too complacent about where we are at the moment. And we recognise that it's still a very uncertain world and there could be lots of changes between now and the autumn.
You mentioned that you had to make some adjustments to exams. What sort of things did you have to put in place?
Well, the main thing we had to do with exams was we had to change the way we deliver them because we weren't able to offer physical exam centres for people to come in and take them. So we've had to introduce what we're calling take-home exams, where the students basically have a kind of time window to submit their response to the exam questions. And then we're able to deal with that in the same way as another kind of course assessment, and they can get a mark for their work accordingly.
And you have launched a number of initiatives over the last few months. One of those options is to enable students to study for a BSc in real estate full time, which is a change for you because you're obviously known as a part-time course provider primarily. What's motivated that change?
So we've decided that we should be offering as much flexibility in our course offer as possible because there are very uncertain outcomes ahead in terms of higher education over the next academic year. And, you know, there've been a lot of reports on the potential impacts on the sector, which have varied quite widely. So we wanted to ensure that we had all the options we needed to give people as many ways to study with us as possible, irrespective of their circumstances. We also noticed there's more interest in studying online as an alternative to traditional campus-based study. So it made sense for us to offer our core BSc programmes on a full-time basis so that they can be completed within 3 years. It's fair to say, though, that it is something of a double-edged sword, the increase in interest in online, because what we've found is there's been some frustration from current students with universities that have had to adapt very quickly to delivering online. Whereas for UCEM, we've been refining our model over the last few years. So we're very confident in the quality of what we offer.
And do you think then having that full suite of options available via online study will help to insulate you a little bit from some of the financial pressures that other more traditional institutions are reporting at the moment?
Yes, so the key thing for us is to try and weather the storm of COVID-19, particularly in the short term, because as you mentioned, we're well known for providing part-time study. Most of our students are actually studying while working full-time. And so we expect there to be a fall in the number of students coming through our traditional part-time routes, particularly in the autumn, because a lot of the employers we work with have had to delay their recruitment and training programs until next year in some cases, or possibly until the spring of 2021. So we need to ensure that we can get through a difficult period by being able to compete for students in all the markets available to us.
Okay. So in terms of the course itself then, how will it work?
So starting with the structure of the programme, the full-time BSc is delivered using the same semester structure as we have for our part-time programmes. So students will take three modules per semester, and there are two semesters each year. So they study six subjects per year in total. And then in terms of how they learn, they study mainly through our virtual learning environment, which contains all the course materials they need, which are in a variety of formats. And they also have access to our e-library, which has a huge range of reference materials. The tutor support is provided through interactive webinars delivered by Zoom and through online discussion forums. I should add that we were using Zoom well before the lockdown started. So our tutors have plenty of experience of teaching students using that medium. And then for those who aren't yet in the labour market, such as school leavers, they also have access to our careers service, and that provides advice on the various career pathways like building surveying, commercial property agency valuation, and so on, and the types of jobs associated with them. It's also worth mentioning that the way people apply for the course is different, so they actually need to apply through UCAS rather than applying to UCM directly as they would for our part-time programs, because UCAS is the portal for applying for a full-time undergraduate programme.
To what extent did you bring this forward as a result of the lockdown? I mean, I'm assuming that you must have been working on this for a little bit of time and that it hasn't just come about as a result of the lockdown. Was it hastened by it?
Yeah, so we were planning to offer a full-time BSc programme anyway, starting in autumn 2021. And that was part of the plan that we'd agreed with our regulator, the Office for Students. But we decided to bring forward the launch by a year because we were seeing increased levels of interest in online study right now, for obvious reasons. And as you may be aware, a number of the campus-based universities have announced they will be carrying out some of their teaching online anyway in the next academic year because of the social distancing requirements. So there's a sense that irrespective of where they study, students are going to increasingly have an online element to their studies.
Okay. And what's the take-up for it been so far, or is it too early to say?
I think it's too early to say because we only launched it a couple of weeks ago. We're starting to see some inquiries already, and hopefully they will start converting to applications fairly soon. But people will still have until early September to apply, so there's plenty of time yet.
Another initiative you've launched is the Certificate of Higher Education in Built Environment Studies. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, so again, so that's also part of our plan to offer more flexibility in terms of the way people can study with us. The Certificate of Higher Education is basically the first year of our BSc programme, consisting of six modules. You can study it either as a part-time or a full-time course, depending on your circumstances. And because we have a common first year for our five BSc programmes, it qualifies you to progress into the second year of any of the bachelor degrees if you complete it successfully. So you can kind of keep your options open if you don't know which programme you want to study. And then in terms of who it's aimed at, it's aimed at both school leavers who are starting higher education, but also career changers and people with work experience in the industry who want to try online study, but not necessarily commit to a whole degree programme. And another thing to mention that we think makes it very flexible is students have the option of transferring their credits to another university if they want, which may enable them to progress into the second year of a bachelor programme elsewhere. So particularly if they're concerned about the lockdown restrictions for the next academic year, they may choose to study with us online, and then they would have other options if they wanted to go to a traditional campus-based university.
So just in terms then of reaching that demographic, you mentioned school leavers. How do you reach out to them and engage really that demographic in real estate?
Yeah, well, one of our aims is to attract young people to consider careers in the real estate industry, especially those from non-traditional backgrounds. So we do outreach work with like-minded organisations like the Chartered Surveyors Training Trust, which has a programme for schools called My Environment, My Future, and also with Urban Plan, run by the ULI, which provides one-day workshops for school groups based on a real estate development project. I took part in one of the workshops just about a week before the lockdown started. It was at a school in Reading, and it was really great to see the, you know, the engagement of the school students, and you know, makes me feel that this could really help in driving interest in a future career in the subject. Could I also mention, you know, that's the sort of the outreach side of it. But another thing that we also do, which I think is worth stressing, is working with key employers, particularly those who use apprenticeships as a way of achieving more diversity and inclusion in the surveying profession. So we're the biggest provider at the moment of the Chartered Surveyor Degree Apprenticeship, and that involves helping employers advertise vacancies and screen applicants for their trainee roles, and they aim to promote their trainee roles to a wider audience than maybe they've done through their traditional graduate recruitment. So that's an important aspect as well.
And that again is for the autumn, is it, this autumn?
Yeah, that's right. So we've been doing the degree apprenticeship for about 5 years now. And we've really seen the numbers take off. So I think when it started 5 years ago, there were about 70 degree apprentices in the first year. And looking at the data, I think there were over 1,200 this year. So it's becoming a really sort of popular route. And when you think altogether, there are probably about 3,000 students a year starting degree programmes in the subjects we offer. You know, it's probably about 40% of that now, so it's becoming quite significant. I think we may find there are not such high numbers this autumn, but we're hopeful that things will pick up again in the new year, because a number of employers have said that they do have vacancies. And they're probably going to defer them for about 6 months, but they will still be hiring people in early 2021.
And then the final part of the jigsaw, the other offer that you've recently announced, is with regard to the postgraduate access course. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what's driven that change?
Yeah. So that came from developing a BSc access module last year, which we've now run 3 times. And this proved successful in getting students who don't meet the entry requirements for our BSc programmes to get onto the programme of their choice by demonstrating that they could study a first year BSc module successfully and pass it. And this was getting good outcomes. So we thought, well, we really should have something similar at postgraduate level as well. So this is more targeted at experienced professionals who don't already have suitable qualifications that we're able to recognise for a master's degree, like having a prior a bachelor degree, for example. And doing the postgraduate access programme will give them the opportunity to demonstrate they're capable of studying at that level. We'll give them a final year BSc module, which links to their chosen MSc pathway. So it's in a relevant subject. And then we'll be able to see how they get on. If they pass that, we can feel quite confident they'll be able to succeed at postgraduate level using the online study model. So they will then be accepted onto the full MSc program in the next semester.
So a range then of new options for people to look at over the coming months. Just in terms then of demand for online courses, you mentioned that demand was strong pre-lockdown. Do you think the pandemic will simply consolidate that demand?
So we think that there's going to be increased demand for online through the impact of the pandemic. It was happening to a large extent already, and universities had slowly been moving aspects of their curriculum online for several years, particularly at postgraduate level. But I think there's going to be ever more interest in flexible online study options. We think it's particularly relevant where you're looking at vocational subjects and ones which lead to very specific career outcomes. I think it's more difficult in online study where you need a very big practical elements like laboratory-based subjects. But for a subject like real estate management, there's absolutely no reason why it can't be studied just effectively online as on a traditional face-to-face environment. I think at undergraduate level, it might be slightly different, particularly for full-time programmes. And they may remain quite niche as a fully online offer, because the kind of messages we hear from students are that they really value the social and cultural opportunities of being on a university campus. And so for groups for whom, Freshers Week and, the societies and clubs are just as important as the academic study and getting the degree, they will probably be less interested in online study. But as I mentioned, given the degree apprenticeships are really taking off, there's likely to be more interest in online for the part-time route, because it just fits so well alongside your workplace responsibilities. You can fit it in as and when you have a gap, rather than having to be on a campus one day a week or so on. So I think it's a really fast evolving picture. But what we want to make sure is that online maintains a good reputation for the quality of the offer. So that's something that we're really trying to emphasize in our messaging, because we've been doing this for quite some time. And it's not something that's been cobbled together at the last minute because of a public health crisis.
And what typically happens in a recessionary period? Do people turn to education in greater numbers? Is that something that you notice?
I think during a recession, some people will take the opportunity to study, to learn new skills, or maybe to launch a change in career. But generally for UCM, we find our student numbers tend to fall in line with the economic cycle, because there are fewer people being hired by employers. And also there's a sense that there are fewer job opportunities out there. And that's really important for a vocational subject like real estate, where people who are studying for an accredited degree see it as a kind of stepping stone to a career in the industry, as well as a qualification in its own right.
Just thinking about interest from people who have perhaps been on furlough for the last few months, have you seen inquiries from people wanting to take the opportunity to perhaps upskill during that time away from the office?
That's interesting, because I was just looking at the data just before this discussion, and actually we've noticed more interest in our online CPD courses through our online academy. And in fact, it's up, the numbers are up 50% year on year during the lockdown period between March and May. And we mainly attribute this to people who are on furlough looking for ways to spend their time constructively. And that really is quite flexible, because to do CPD, it's a relatively small number of hours. So it includes things like taking a short online course in valuation methods, or doing one of the urban design CPD series, which we developed with the Prince's Foundation.
That's really interesting. I mean, 50% is quite a sizable uptick as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we weren't totally surprised, but we did find that a lot of the people who were looking for CPD, we're tending to choose the free options because we have a mixture of paid for and free CPD on our site. So people were interested in using their time productively, but maybe were not so keen to make a sort of a financial investment.
And one final question for you. The pandemic really has caused people, I think about the way that they use space, the requirements for perhaps a home office, whether people will continue to work in such numbers in office space in the future. Do you think that those shifts in use will translate into changes in the market and ultimately into the areas that perhaps people want to study and want to focus their efforts in the future?
Yes, that's a really, really interesting question. I mean, we're finding that young people are increasingly interested in all aspects of how they engage with the environment, whether it's the built environment or the natural environment. And this is a big area of focus for UCM students. So, for example, we were recently reassessed for the NUS Responsible Futures, which is a kind of accreditation scheme. And the engagement of our students was fantastic. It was slightly unnerving because in this scheme, you have a working group of students who audit what the university is doing. So they're sort of marking our work rather than us marking their work. So it's a real relief when you sort of pass the test. So I think the pandemic will only increase young people's awareness of sustainability issues and the sense that we are part of the environment, we're not separate from it or above it. And I think in future, students will look for an institution's sustainability credentials as one of the factors in choosing where to study. And they'll be increasingly interested in the subjects that actually cover these kinds of themes. Real estate, for example. I think what they study is ultimately still determined to some extent by the professional bodies who accredit our programmes, because there are, if you want to be a commercial property agent, for example, there are certain things you have to study in order to meet the RICS competencies. So I think it requires the education bodies together with industry and with the professional bodies to keep working together to ensure that all the programme is as relevant to people's interests as it can be.
Stephen Bartle, many thanks indeed for your time today and giving me your thoughts. It's been really interesting.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
That was Bricks and Mortar from EG with Sarah Jackman. For more on developing a career in real estate, see the archive of the Bricks and Mortar series at podbean.com and the EGI archive at egi.co.uk.